This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Gujarat today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will participate in a program at Dediapara in Narmada district on the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, marking 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. Mr. Modi will also visit the under-construction bullet train station in Surat this morning to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor, which is one of India's most ambitious infrastructure projects, symbolizing the nation's leap into the era of high-speed connectivity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to iconic tribal freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda on his 150th birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that on this sacred occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, the entire nation reverently remembers the unparalleled contribution of Birsa Munda in protecting the pride of the motherland. He added that Birsa Munda's struggle and sacrifice against the injustice of foreign rule will continue to inspire every generation. Home Minister Amit Shah described Birsa Munda as a symbol of tribal identity, Indian pride, and a great freedom fighter. He said that Dharti Aba, on the one hand, inspired the tribal community to protect the culture and rights, while on the other united them against the British regime and encouraged them to lead the Ulgulan movement. The ruling National Democratic Alliance, NDA, secured a thumping majority in the Bihar Assembly elections, winning 202 seats in the 243-member house. The results for all the constituencies were declared by the Election Commission last night. The RJD-led Mahagathbandhan managed to win only 35 seats. A party or an alliance needs 122 seats to form the government in the state. Our correspondent reports that an informal meeting of the coalition partners of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, including JDU and the BJP, is expected to take place today in Patna to discuss the formation of the new government. Early indications suggest that Nitish Kumar is likely to be sworn in as Chief Minister of Bihar for a record 10th term. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that the victory in the Bihar Assembly elections is a mandate for the politics of development and a rejection of the politics of nepotism. Addressing party workers at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said that this is a victory for the women of Bihar who had to face the wrath of the RJD's Jungle Raj.
Bihar mein kuch dalon ne tushtikaran wala MY माय फॉर्मूला बनाया था पर इस जीत ने एक नया एम वाई माय फॉर्मूला दिया है और ये है महिला और यूथ और इसमें उनकी इच्छा उनकी आकांक्षा और उनके सपनों ने जंगल राज वालों के पुराने सांप्रदायिक माय फॉर्मूले को पूरी तरह ध्वस्त कर दिया है.
He congratulated the people for reposing the faith in democracy and the Election Commission by voting in record numbers. He called it a victory for democracy, which has strengthened trust in the country's electoral process. India has criticized Pakistan heading the Security Council's Committee on Sanctions against the Taliban and co-chairing the Counter-Terrorism Panel, citing conflicts of interest. Council members must be prevented from chairing committees when their vested interest, India's permanent representative P. Harish said yesterday at the council debate on his working methods. He did not name Pakistan, which is an elected member of the council serving a two-year term, or the Taliban Sanctions Committee on the or the Counterterrorism Panel, but it was obvious who and which committees he was referring to. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed an executive order allowing a range of food products, including coffee, bananas, and beef, to escape his sweeping tariffs. The move comes as his administration faces mounting pressure over rising prices. While President Trump previously downplayed concerns about the cost of living, he has focused on the issue since his Republican Party's poor performance in last week's elections. And that is the end of this news bulletin.